Today we celebrate the feast of the Pentecost. Now, the feast of the Pentecost as a ritual feast originated after the exodus of the Hebrew people from Egypt into the Promised Land. And originally, this Jewish feast of the Pentecost was primarily a thanksgiving for the first fruits of the wheat harvest. Later, it became associated with the remembrance of the law that was given by Moses on Mount Sinai. So there is a progression in the meaning of this feast and the celebration of it. So in the New Testament, this feast then is transformed into a feast associated with the resurrection of Jesus. The gift of the Holy Spirit to the followers of Jesus is now seen as the first fruits associated with the resurrection of Jesus. And it succeeds the law of Moses. So ritually, that is the history of this feast. Today, however, as we celebrate Pentecost, I want to take you back further into the Old Testament. To Babel. The story of the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11 is what is called an etiology. Like etymology is the root of the words. Etiology is an explanation of a custom or a ritual or a phenomenon. Now the phenomenon that the story of the Tower of Babel explains is the origin of multiple languages. Until then, humans spoke the same language. And Genesis 11 tells us that God confused the people's language. Now, I want you to contrast that with the New Testament Pentecost, where the opposite phenomenon is seen. Not only did the apostles, filled with the Holy Spirit, began speaking in different tongues, but the people gathered from the various countries for the feast of the Pentecost heard the apostles speak in their native languages. So what happened at the New Testament Pentecost is the opposite of what happens in Babel. For this reason, I call Pentecost, the New Pentecost, the de-Babelization of the world. In other words, it undoes what happened at Babel. This is a very, very important phenomenon for our times. And so here are my three practical implications for the Feast of the Pentecost. And as I said, I'm placing it on the Tower of Babel, the new understanding of the Feast of the Pentecost, and the times in which we live. So first, let me talk about Pentecost as de-Babelization continued. On Pentecost Day, the same Spirit that was present at creation, the same Spirit that transformed chaos into harmony, the same Spirit that transformed darkness into light, the same Spirit that gave life to human images of clay, the same Spirit that descended on Jesus at his baptism descended one more time upon the world. Now, this same Spirit is present today in our lives, in our church, in our world, and in this Eucharist. It's that same Spirit. At our baptism, we receive a sacramental outpouring of the same Holy Spirit for the very first time. The Holy Spirit is always present in us, but sacramentally we receive it at baptism. Once again at confirmation, we sacramentally receive a renewed outpouring of that same Spirit. And not only that, we are given the gifts that are accompanied with the coming of the Holy Spirit so that every Christian may live successful and meaningful life. Moreover, at every Eucharist, the same Holy Spirit is given anew to the church. And what happens in the Eucharist? Not only does the Holy Spirit transform bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ, but as we pray in the Eucharistic prayer, and hear me very, very carefully, we pray in that Eucharistic prayer, may we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with His Holy Spirit, become one body, one Spirit in Christ. We are all from different parts of the world, from different parts of the city. We speak different languages. We belong to different cultures. And yet the prayer that is made is, may the same Spirit come and transform us into one body, one Spirit in Christ. So if we reflect a little deeply on this prayer, we will realize that we are praying for the de-Babylization of the world once again at every Eucharist. We pray that all confusion, all disunity, all misunderstanding, all disharmony is banished and that God's people become one body, one Spirit in Christ. So today as we celebrate this Eucharist, let us invite the Holy Spirit into our midst. Let's do it earnestly and sincerely. Come, Holy Spirit, so that our families and this community may become one body, one Spirit in Christ. Secondly, Pentecost is that feast where fear is replaced by love. Folks, much in today's second reading, Paul says to the Romans, those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but a spirit of adoption. We did not receive the Spirit of God to fall back into fear, but to receive or to claim our adoption as God's children. Fear is a powerful force. Much of the disharmony in our world, in our nation, can be attributed to fear. Fear makes us inhuman. Fear turns enemies into friends into enemies. Fear creates confusion and misunderstanding. Fear makes us build towers of separation and division. People and nations arm themselves because of fear. Racial and religious conflicts originate from fear. Now, in the secular world, the opposite of fear is courage and boldness. In the Bible especially, and especially in the New Testament, the opposite of fear is not courage or boldness. The opposite of fear is love. John says, perfect love drives out fear. Perfect love drives out fear. I call Pentecost the ultimate feast of love because it removed the fear that people had of each other. Barriers were broken, people understood each other, and people said of the Christians, see how they love one another. That's Tertullian talking about Christians. So this Pentecost, folks, in our context, in which we live here today, in our world and in our nation, let us invite the Holy Spirit into our lives so that our fears may be banished. May we allow the Holy Spirit to drive out our fears and help us live in the freedom of the children of God. Let us be a people that operates not from fear, but from the perfect love that drives out all fear. And finally, Pentecost, the celebration of reconciliation and peace. In today's gospel reading, Jesus appeared to the fear-filled disciples. They were all locked up in their room out of fear. And Jesus appeared to the disciples that were filled with fear, and twice he said to them, "Peace be with you." If you read the entire passage, it's actually three times Jesus says to them, "Peace be with you." And then he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit." Now, in the Gospel of John, Pentecost is not a monolithic event. In other words, for John, the Spirit is given multiple times. So the first time the Spirit is given is when Jesus dies upon the cross. And John says, and he gave up the Spirit. Not his Spirit, gave up the Spirit. That the Pentecost happens at the foot of the cross. There is yet another outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the disciples in today's gospel reading. As Jesus said to the disciples, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And then Jesus entrusted the ministry of reconciliation and the forgiveness of sins to his disciples. And he said to them, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." In other words, he sent forth his disciples as ministers of reconciliation and healing and peace. Really speaking, he sent them to de-Babylize the world. Folks, we are aware of the disharmony, the distrust, the violence, the turmoil in our country and in our world. What if I said to you today that the Holy Spirit is being given to us today to de-Babylize the world? Pentecost invites us to become a people that chooses harmony, who dispel fear with love, who build bridges. Jesus sends us forth as ministers of reconciliation, healing, and peace. In our families, in our workplaces, in our neighborhood, and in our church, filled with the Holy Spirit, let us complete the mission of Jesus. Let us de-Babylize the world. People of God, say,